double dose of discouraging news for Democrats. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Inflation overshadowing abortion in a new poll.
Democrats have really tried to make abortion their top issue. But this new poll from New York Times and Siena College should at least turn that strategy on its head. Abortion has faded from overall top voter concerns collectively. 44% of voters called inflation and the economy, including jobs, their top issue, compared to just 5% calling abortion their top issue. And moreover, female voters are swinging away from Democrats and toward Republicans because of the economy.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. This as the new Fox News power rankings also show momentum for Republicans, projecting they can win the House and Senate if races considered toss-ups in both chambers are split evenly. The White House insists inflation remains a top priority for the president, but he's doubling down on abortion rights, telling a Democratic Party event moments ago that if Democrats keep control of Congress,
the first bill that I will send to the Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade.
And warning that Republicans want a national ban on abortion. Boston University just out with a statement pushing back on reports that it made a COVID strain more lethal in research, insisting instead the virus was made less dangerous and that the research reinforces the findings of other groups conducting similar studies. Some Republican lawmakers have claimed the pandemic may have been caused by a leak during gain-of-function research in China. Two companies admit paying ISIS to keep a plant open in Syria.
Business with terrorists cannot be business as usual.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Lisa Monaco, as a French cement company and a subsidiary, plead guilty, ordered to pay more than $700 million in fines and forfeitures. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The former president takes center stage in a Utah Senate race debate.
It was the lone debate in Utah between Republican incumbent Senator Mike Lee and his challenger Evan McMullen that got nasty.
You have betrayed your oath to the Constitution with this.
McMullen accusing Lee of being a bootlicker for former President Trump and leading efforts to mislead Americans that the 2020 election was stolen. Lee answering back.
Evan, that's not true. You know that's not true. You, sir, owe me an apology.
Lee did vote to certify the results of President Biden's win. He also accused McMullen, an independent, of being a Democrat. The latest polling in Utah has McMullen trailing Lee by 5 points. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A woman accused of killing her 5-year-old daughter near a suburban Houston park is held on $15 million bond after a brief court hearing today where she cried. The court-appointed attorney for Melissa Town telling reporters she has a lengthy history of mental illness. The world's second largest economy puts off a key report.
China was supposed to release its gross domestic product figure Tuesday, but it abruptly and without explanation delayed releasing it and other economic stats indefinitely. A move described as very unusual by experts, some who speculate that the Chinese economy grew at a slower pace than the expected, just over 3% in the third quarter compared with last year. Other major economic indicators indicators being held back, monthly retail sales, property sales, and Wednesday's data on home prices.
Fox's Lillian Wu. This is the Chinese Communist Party holds its twice a decade National Congress, where President Xi is expected to win an unprecedented third term. Stocks higher for a second day. The Dow's up 207 as oil drops below $83 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.